Exclusive, Breitbart News Roundtable with Marsha Blackburn. Trump has handled Mideast escalation very well. By Hannah Knudsen on June 17, 2025. President Donald Trump has approached the conflict between Israel and Iran very well. Senator Marsha Blackburn, RTN, said during a Breitbart Fight Club Founders Roundtable discussion on Monday. Washington Bureau Chief Matthew Boyle asked Sen. Blackburn how she believes Trump has handled the escalation of tensions in the Middle East. And she began, "I think he approached this issue very well. He created the America First movement, and he has defined that policy. I think we cannot allow Iran to have a nuclear weapon. You don't know what they're going to do with it and whose hands they would put it in. Whether it is Hezbollah or Hamas or the Houthis or. You don't know where that would end up," she said, walking through Trump's America First foreign policy agenda. She noted that Trump has also worked diligently to bring an end to the Ukraine and Russia conflict, trying to find a path to reconciliation and peace every day. Making certain when it comes to Israel, that we stand with Israel. That we support Israel, and his hesitancy to go into anything that was offensive and to stay with defense. I think that he has handled this incredibly well, she said. You know, President Trump has so much on his plate right now as you look at what is happening globally. As you look at what is happening in the Middle East. As you look at what we are working on Capitol Hill with making the 2017 tax cuts permanent, she said, referencing the big, beautiful bill. And yet, he is finding time and energy to handle every single one of these issues. As well as time on Saturday to salute the U.S. Army on their 250th birthday, the senator remarked. Blackburn also pointed out that Trump's foreign policy has never been a mystery to anyone. Rather, it has been well known by people over the last decade. And he does not want wars. He wants peace, she said. He wants Iran to come to the negotiating table. They have not come to the negotiating table. We know if they had a nuclear weapon, the first place they would go with it would be Israel. They have said as much, and we have to make certain that we are protecting the Americans that are in Israel, as well as protecting our servant servicemen and women who are around the globe, and certainly are there in the Mideast region. And God bless every single one of them for the service that they provide and the fight that they put up every single day to protect our great nation, the Tennessee senator added.